Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast. Most of us here in this room would be able to relate with either the idea that we feel like we're pretty good people, or we feel like we're trying and we want to be really good people. Sometimes you don't always get it right, sure, but most of us in this room are trying to be good people, and some of you have been at it long enough or whatever, and you just feel like, you know what, yeah, I'm here and I'm doing really well, and I'm a pretty good person. Like, you can go through the stuff and you're like, I haven't stolen from anybody, I haven't killed anybody, I make sure that I help other people, I donate, I only swear when I'm really, really, really mad. But I'm like, I don't swear at babies, so I'm doing pretty good. I'm a generous person. I'm not like those guys on Wall Street or politicians, and I'm overall a pretty good person, and you know what? Like, I don't even say, some of you can even admit this, like, you're such a good person that you can actually say that you do not say anything nasty about your in-laws. Yeah, there's not many of us in this room that can say that, right? I don't say nasty things about my in-laws because they're fantastic. And Roxy makes really good pies. But all what we can probably, most of us can probably relate to, like, we feel like we either are good people or we're trying to be good people. And we can also probably relate to the fact that when we look around us, we're surrounded by some people who, honestly, there are some people we're surrounded with that are just idiots, right? But not everybody. There are some people in our lives, right? There are some people in our lives that we look around and we're like, yeah, they're a good egg. They're a good guy. Man, she's just so sweet. She's just so kind. She's so good. Like, and we look at some of these people, right? We've all got those people. We've all got those people in our lives that we look around and we're like, I'm not asking you to admit that you're one of those people. Okay. But you look around and you've got people around you who are like, yeah, that person, man, they are so patient and they are kind and they're sweet and they don't steal things and they're honest. They don't tell lies that I catch them in. Right, they follow the laws, they're generous, and we look at these people and we think, man, they're a good person. But when we look to the Word of God, there appears to be more to the situation than that. Inside the church or outside the church, if we're honest, we feel this way, people feel this way about themselves, and we often look at other people around us and we fall into this idea, and we have this idea that there are good people all around us. Not everybody, for sure. But there are some good people. And we think, yeah, that's what matters. But when we look to the Word of God, there appears to be more going on than just that. I tell you, Paul wrote to the Romans the church in Rome, and he said, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Later on, he says, "Just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, in this way death came to all people because all sinned." And so Paul seems to be saying, you know what? Yeah, they may be good people. You may be good people. But the reality is that we all aren't perfect. Every one of us has sinned. Every one of us has had sin in their lives. And if you fall into the category of being a sinner, somebody that has sinned, has done something wrong. And I don't mean made a mistake, like you added 2 plus 495 and got the answer wrong. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not sin, that's being imperfect. I'm talking about like you actually look for a way to steal something. You actually told a lie to someone that you care about so that you avoided a problem. We've all done stuff like that. And if you are a sinner, then you are actually dead. That's what Paul is saying. That's what Paul is writing to the church in Rome, and he's saying, listen, all of us have sinned. All of us, every single one of us, whether you're in the church or outside the church or part of some other religion, or you've never gone into any religious affiliation, you have sinned, you have done wrong, and that means that you are dead. And the reality is that we do sin. We refuse to forgive certain people. We lust after other people. We take more than we give. We still put ourselves first. We hate some people. Some of those people in our lives who are good, we look at them and we're jealous of them. And some of those people that in our lives who are not good, we hate them and we resent them and we're angry with them. We take joy when somebody gets revenge. We steal when we think that we can get away with it. We lie when we feel like that is the easiest course of action. We do whatever it is we have to do for us and for our family so that we win, and we are very good at justifying those things. But at the end of the day, the reality is that if you think about it and if you are honest with yourselves, you have sinned and those around you have sinned, and we are sinners and we are dead. And here's the thing about dead things. Good dead things are still dead things. Good dead things are still dead. How many of you like cows? How many of you like eating cows? Cows are good, eh? That there, folks, is a piece of steak. Good thing? Come on, Bessie, give me a moo. Can you do it a little bit louder? Little moo? Anybody want to hook Bessie up to the wagon? No? Good? Steak's good? Right? Still dead. You can't take this and have it pull a wagon. You can't take this and get milk. You can't, actually, in fact, this thing can't do anything. You can do something to it. You can smother it in barbecue sauce. You can smoke it. You can barbecue it. You can, I mean, if you're some people in this congregation, you can just wave a lighter over it and then chew on it. No joke, there's somebody in our congregation I'm pretty sure would eat that cold. I'm not going to tell you who, but he could beat you all up. It's dead. And just because it's good, and because we want it, and because we like it, and because it has good qualities, it still doesn't make it alive. It can't do anything. It is trapped in the state that it is. It has no willpower. It has no say. It has no ability to change its destiny, its destination, what it does, how it does it. It has absolutely no power because it is dead. Good, but dead. Ladies and gentlemen, you may be here and you may be thinking, I'm good. You may think of your family or your friends or your coworkers, people that you really, really care about. And you look at their lives and they're like, man, they're a good person. They're a good person. I'm a good person. But if you're still dead, you are powerless to change anything. Listen, it's not the quality of being good that is needed in our lives. And it is not the quality of being good that is needed in the lives of those around us. What needs to happen is we need to be brought to life. This is what Paul says in writing to the church in Ephesus. He says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions, your wrongdoings, and your sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following the cravings of our flesh and following the desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath, the barbecue. But because of His great love for us, that is God's great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy and forgiveness, in looking at you and saying, I am willing to forgive you no matter what, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Dead things good dead things are still dead things. And we like the idea, and our world likes the idea, that if you're just a good enough person, that's what matters. But the thing is, you can be the best, you can be the best piece of steak going, but you're still dead. What we need is to be resurrected. What we need is this miraculous work that takes dead things and makes them alive again. What we need is Jesus. Because he's the one that died and then was resurrected. And he has the power to resurrect dead things, and he has the power to resurrect you and those around you. The hard truth of this situation is that being good isn't enough. It means that following any other deity other than Jesus leaves you dead. It means that no matter how many good things you do, no matter how hard you try, and for how long you try, how many rules you do not break, it doesn't matter what religion you are, how far you are in that religion, how far you've gone, if you are doing it without the resurrection power of Jesus, you are still dead. And that has two major applications for us. I mean, it shows us all kinds of things. It shows us that we can't be good enough, that no one can be good enough. It shows us that it doesn't matter if you're the best person in the world, you're not actually better than anyone else. It shows us all those things, but I think it has two main applications for us. Number one is that if you are here today and you have been relying on you being good as enough, I need to tell you that it's not. I mean, if all you want to be is a good piece of meat, okay. But if you want to be alive, and feel, and be really changed, and have power over those habits and those thoughts and those lusts and those emotions of hatred and the jealousy and the anxiety and the fear and the insecurity and the emptiness and the depression. If you want to have power over that and you want to be filled with real life, then it's not about being good. It's that you need Jesus to bring you to life. And that power is available to you. And it is not dependent on how good you are. It is not dependent on how bad you are. Reality is that we have all sinned and we are all dead. And Jesus comes along and says, anybody that wants to be alive, I will make alive. And so if you are here today, and you have that stirring in your heart that says, I'm still dead. Then Jesus is here and he is available and he wants to make you alive. All you've got to do is surrender and let him do it. Let him have control of your life. The other side of this is for those of you who are here And you have already submitted to Christ, and you are already following Him, and He has already brought you to life, and you are living in the fullness and the love and the life of Jesus Christ, and you are living in that, but you are surrounded by people, and you fall into the temptation of thinking, well, the people around me are good, and so it's not that desperate of a need for me to share Jesus with them because they're already good. And we fall into that for a number of reasons. Sometimes it's just because we're so scared of the consequences, scared to think that they are still dead, that we kind of push that aside in our minds and don't want to think about that, and we just go into wishful thinking and say, well, maybe if they are good enough, maybe if they are good enough, it's going to be okay. And we think about our kids, and we think about our siblings, and we think about our parents, and we think about our coworkers, and we think about these people, these friends in our lives that have been part of our lives and we care so much about, and we are so scared to lose them that we push it aside and we're wishful thinking. We're like, well, they're good enough, so maybe God will count that. But the reality is that good dead things are still dead things. And we cannot give up on them. They need to be resuscitated. They need to be resurrected. They need to be brought to life. And we cannot stop fighting for them. We cannot become complacent with this idea that those around us are going to be okay just because they're good. And I'm not saying that we've got to go and we've got to grab our Bibles and we've got to line our Bibles with lead and we've got to start pounding people over the head with it until they get it. That's not what I'm saying. That's not going to work. No one gets brought to life through a good beating. They've tried it in history. It doesn't work. They need to see Jesus in you. They need to taste the goodness of Jesus. Taste and see that He is good. And they need you to share Jesus with them. But we cannot become complacent. We cannot give up. We cannot just set it aside and say, it doesn't really matter. They're doing good. They're doing good. Good dead things are still dead things. The worship team's going to come up, and we've got some time here, and we're going to spend some time, rest of the service, in worship. And I'm going to leave this up here. And over these next few songs, this is your moment to respond. This is your moment to process. This is your moment to cry out to God and say, God, I don't want to be dead anymore. I want to be alive. I want to be completely resurrected. I want you to bring to life every part of my life, every part of my soul, every part of my being. I don't want to just be good. I want to be alive. And you cry out to Him and you surrender to Him and you let Him take your life and resuscitate it. And as God, as you're here and you're singing, and those of you who are alive and you're singing to God and you're thinking about this and you're processing it, and the Holy Spirit stirs inside of you and He starts bringing faces into your mind and He starts whispering names to you of the people that are around you who are good but dead. You start surrendering them to Him. You start listening for what God wants you to do in those situations, how He wants you to speak, how He wants you to share, how He wants you to reach out and share life with them. And you'll be watching for the people that God is stirring inside of you to reach out to and share life with. The only known cure to death is Jesus. Good dead things are still dead things. And the only solution is the resurrection power of Jesus. Thanks for listening and being part of our church and joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.